This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Abandoned. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. In the U.S., there are as many as 500,000 abandoned mines. Many of them are coal mines in states like West Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. And Irina Zhorov reports there is a new push to clean up this scarred land.
In central Pennsylvania coal country, traces of the old industry are easy to see. People here landscape their lawns with shiny chunks of anthracite coal, and school mascots have names like the Battle and Miners. In tiny Shamokin, I meet Mitch Troutman in the parking lot of a grocery store. Mitch grew up here, and he's an old friend of mine, so he's taking me on a tour.
Where are we going?
The Strippins.
What is that?
That's, a whole lot of abandoned coal lands, abandoned from deep mines and strip mines, and they've just been kind of left there.
Mitch turns off the road into an abandoned strip mine. Its owner deserted it a long time ago when the company finished mining it. It wasn't until 1977 that Congress started requiring companies to properly clean up when a mine closed down. We bump along on boulders and through mud holes.
I mean, this is pretty much exactly why I have a truck.
The Strippins are kind of an unpatrolled playground, so if a bad breakdown happens, Mitch says people call their friends. If they can't help, the next call is to the one bar in town in hopes that someone with a big truck is there. But a flat tire? He can handle that.
It's all right. I have what I need. Be a couple minutes.
He starts jacking the car up. Mitch is an amateur historian and is working on a book about local coal. All day, we've been talking about how coal in this area helped drive industrialization and dominated community life here.
But then, starting in the Great Depression, the coal market kind of collapsed, and we still haven't recovered from the Great Depression, I guess you could say.
This is a national problem, but Pennsylvania has more abandoned mine lands than any other state.
You just have a century or more of, like, mines on top of mines on top of mines to the point where you can't look around and even imagine what was there before.
I noticed the ground beneath us is a mixture of coal, broken glass, and tire shreds.
Okay, can you do me a favor with the jack?
Mm-hmm.
Pull the handle out. Awesome, thank you. Ooh, there's even hair in this tire.
Tire changed, we get back on the road for just a second before dropping down again onto a black path cutting through young woods.
Coal Hill's like right here. We just gotta pass around this little hump. Hey! Didn't bottom out.
We drive up to Coal Hill and it is striking. The tall, bare, black mountain completely dominates the landscape.
The biggest pile of coal you've ever seen. You know, I have trouble describing it because it's hard to describe, I think.
See, those parts right there kind of almost look like sand dunes.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, all the formations of a real geological mountain or mound, but it's just all made out of coal.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, from being stacked in whatever order it was stacked and then being sitting out here for, I don't know, a century or something.
Adults and kids on dirt bikes are riding up and down Coal Hill attempting tricks. Others are picnicking. They're using this forsaken pile of coal refuse just like they might some beautiful public lands. Lest all this gallivanting around on terra incognita sounds like a whole lot of fun to you, I want to make it clear that abandoned mine lands can actually be quite dangerous. People die on these old mine sites because of unstable land.
You've got mine subsidence where holes are opening up in the ground in many locations.
That's Robert Hughes with the Eastern Pennsylvania Coalition for Abandoned Mine Reclamation. These aren't necessarily toxic Superfund sites, but mine fires can burn for years in some places, gases from mines can make air unsafe, soils and dust can hold contamination. Ecosystems are disrupted.
And then last but not least is the 5,500 and some odd miles of streams that are polluted by abandoned mines.
The law that now requires companies to clean up after themselves also established a fund to clean up the old abandoned mines. And states like Pennsylvania have been cleaning up for decades now. They've backfilled holes left by taking out coal, installed water filtration systems, and planted trees and grass on repaired soils. Still, it would take $10 billion more to clean up abandoned coal mines nationally. With coal communities struggling, there have been calls to do more, faster. A bill in front of Congress proposes distributing $1 billion in cleanup money to states on a quicker timetable.
We're tired of waiting for something to come here, and nothing ever comes in our region that is getting us away from coal. And if we can't remove some of this stuff from the landscape, I'm not sure what we're going to attract here.
The goal isn't just to clean up abandoned coal mines, but also to return that land to productive uses so communities can start to plan for a new future. To see what that might look like, I headed over to the Anthracite Outdoor Adventure Area nearby. Started primarily with local funds, it's like a formalized, cleaned-up version of the Strippin's Playground. Dave Borsey, director of operations, says here people wear helmets.
Let's see if a large will fit you. There we go. That'll work.
He shows me around on an off-road vehicle.
Let's go.
Dave calls himself a veteran trespasser on the land. He used to come hang out here when it was abandoned. Now, the trash is gone, holes from the mining operations are filled in, and people pay to ride the trails. They bring ATVs, dirt bikes, go-karts. Dave admires a passing Jeep.
Very nice CJ5, man. Very, very nice. Enjoying yourselves? Awesome, awesome. Thanks for coming out. See ya.
He says people come from all over to ride these trails. And as their numbers grow, they'll need restaurants, gas stations, hotels, which spells jobs, at least in theory. Dave sees recreation as the new coal around these parts. He says you can't do much else on this mined out land.
I have three water softeners. Just to use the water, you gotta wash your hands and flush the toilet. It's not potable. So ultimately, this is outdoor recreation, really, is what this property is meant for.
There are other ideas for what this abandoned land could be. Business parks, a botanic garden, new roads. In the past year, Congress has doled out millions of dollars to coal states as a pilot to see if prioritizing economic development during cleanup can help revitalize coal towns. Perhaps the money can go further if it goes not just to the dirtiest sites, but ones that have potential to create jobs and local revenues. My friend Mitch Troutman isn't crazy about the off-roading facility or paying to ride when he's got free access to the Strippins in his backyard. But he doesn't quite know what to do with all this battered land.
It's like part of who everybody is out here. I don't want to see it turned into like a parking lot with like a couple of McDonald's and stuff in there, you know? It's hard to have an answer for that.
Irina Zhurov reported this story.